presented on BLARROW. The biggest problem with architecture, and how you can fix it. How many people truly know about architecture? Not by definition but as a general practice? This is because no right person has dedicatedly worked on making it known to the general public. Besides the problem of less awareness, the only problem that has been consistent in architecture is low wages and high workload and high expectations towards skill sets. Many issues need immediate attention, but this problem has been seen for centuries. Architects, designers, and interns are always looked down upon. Why does our industry question our intentions? Why can't architects be paid for their time and commitments in their field? The only answer to this question is realizing the importance of the profession. Students of architecture spend nearly 5 to 7 years of their life studying architecture, but in reality, they look their whole life. No master architect claims to have known everything about architecture despite his achievements. As architecture is a profession of continuous learning, being underrated consistently and needs people's attention at its peak. These are the people who shape the future of a city, which will, in turn, become chaos without consistent efforts. They not only design a structure, they create the life of its users accordingly. With allied subjects of importance like Vastushastra, landscape design, interior design, and many more, they start planning with more than 100 parameters set inside their brains by default. This is not just education but a process of learning by executing, thus creating a byproduct with a minimum life cycle of 100 years, all thanks to the developed material mechanics. To solve this major architecture problem, we need professionals to communicate it to the audience. To make people understand its importance and, in turn, respect the collective efforts of the design community which works on habitable spaces. Communication is the key to solving any problem is what we know, but the right technique to communicate is what needs to be looked upon. Not every speaker, writer, or journalist is an architect, but an architect as an individual should be a master of all these three to make his work stand on the stage of the world. Along with all these soft skills, one needs to know about his dedication and intentions for their field. Because this will reflect the personality of the profession through an individual, we are the righteous carriers of this tag, so we must respectfully pass it on to the next generations. Many architecture firms are taking active measures to look through these problems critically, thus creating a significant impact on the community. We look forward to such firms, appreciate their efforts, and encourage others to investigate this issue. What do you think of this? Please comment below your opinions and problems which, according to you, need immediate attention.